We got an invitation from your country late. In fact, it was only on January 4th that we got a formal invitation from your Prime Minister. We have chosen a group that we think is adequate for the task at hand. Regard being had to the number of other observer groups that we are quite aware are going to be operating here during the election period, whether or not they are from the Pacific region, Australian High Commission or the New Zealand High Commission, the EU, and we think the Americans may have some people here also. But we will collaborate with the other groups, and we are satisfied that there will be adequacy of coverage for us to form an informed opinion of the conduct of the election.
You said in your statement this election is significant for the people of Vanuatu. Is it also significant for the Commonwealth?
Yes, because the Commonwealth would like to have orderly elections conducted in all of its 50-plus member countries. Would like to have people in those countries feel that they have elected a government that's accountable to them, and that the election was conducted fairly, and that people's voice were able to be heard, and the result reflects broadly the will of the people of the country. And that's what we expect that will happen here on election day.
And the people who have, young people mainly, who have turned 18 after the election of 2012 will not vote in this election. Are you also going to take note of this fact?
Well, I can't say what we'll take note of, because we are still gathering information from various stakeholders here in this country. Elections need to have a cut-off date for registration of voters in order for there to be certainty as to who is eligible to vote. This particular election came about under special circumstances. Ordinarily, the election would have been due here by November of this year. Mm-hmm. Ordinarily, registration of voters would have been continuing now, this is January, and so persons who would have turned 18 last year, for instance, would have been able to register, etc. These are not ordinary times for this country. These are extraordinary times. And so sometimes in extraordinary times, you end up with not being able to have a perfect solution to a problem, but that regard being had to all circumstances, the best solution that you could have under the circumstances you're faced with.
Are you also going to double your observation? Recently we have a case of bribery. Are you going to double your observations during this election?
We will certainly have our eyes open, and any instance we find of irregularity, we will certainly take account of. One of the good things about this country is the rule of law prevails. And so we always encourage people to use the institutions which they have to deal with acts of criminality. And you have demonstrated in a major way your preparedness to prosecute, end up convicting 15 members of your parliament, or about 25% of your entire parliament. I don't know of any other country that has taken such a bold and brave decision as you did. And so I have nothing but commendation for you and admiration. And I would expect that the same thing will apply if evidence is adduced about vote buying.